There are simply not enough resources to save everyone. In fact, most will be left to fend for themselves because our governments will have a higher agenda, that being to ensure the survival of our species. Industrialized governments all across the globe are working feverishly to launch a vast fleet of solar observatories into space. Many of these satellites are already operational, and they will help our governments to sound the alarm in time for us to seek shelter from the deadly radiation of violent solar storms. Eventually, the time will come when those chosen to survive the coming cataclysm by our governments are spirited away into vast networks of subsea and subterranean survival arcs. So who will they be? There are the obvious choices, such as the military and those with political connections. Their primary role will be to help our government ensure its own continuity. A second goal, and equally urgent, will be the survival of our species. That need demands special survival profiles. Obvious survival profiles will be those of physicians and caregivers. To help us rebuild our world after Planet X passes, we'll need a next generation of intelligent, educated professionals and scientists of healthy breeding age. Most of these will not know they've been chosen until they are taken away from their loved ones. There will not be enough room nor resources to keep both them and their parents and grandparents alive. As painful as the separations will be, those who watch their loved ones being taken away will feel a genuine gladness in their hearts. Meanwhile, those chosen will come to feel the weighty burden of a new and profound responsibility. The brave ones will accept it. For those left to fend for ourselves, it will be panic as usual. We'll learn that rigid thinkers become fragile survivors. America's military might will be recalled from overseas posts and retasked to the business of maintaining martial law throughout the nation. There will be no guarantees for those chosen by their governments to survive, as well as for those left to fend for themselves. But there will be those who are prepared. They will plan their routes to safe havens long before the early signs of crisis become undeniable. Then, when the time comes, they will be prepared, and they will know how to act calmly and quickly. As they make their way to safety, they will join with like-minded others and form small survival groups, where service to others is the rule and not the exception. Eventually, Planet X will leave us in peace once again, and the steadfast few who have survived through a philosophy of service to others shall arise from the ruins. They will embrace this new future with humility, compassion, tolerance, and above all, love.
But I can tell you the U.S. government for the last 10 years have been on a crash shelter building program from coast to coast.
First-person confirmation of a secret government bunker program. The architect's claim is explosive, but it pales compared to what he reveals next.
How big is the largest one you know of then, without saying where or when or who? How big is the largest one you know of?
The largest one I know of is about 300,000 square feet. It is built by the government. It is located in the Midwest under a obvious government facility.
The unbelievable part, I was involved in building another base inside of Dulce, New Mexico, which is Los Alamos Laboratory. It's a biological laboratory. On the southwest part of the Archuleta Mesa, we built an underground facility, a better part of 3 cubic miles hollowed out underground. Then to the southwest of that, we were in the process of the early stages of building. We drilled 4 large tunnel-like holes. Some of them ran 2.5 miles under the surface. Number the early at that time number the original original wells or drilling machines that were used were at the rate of 2 miles a day. It was fairly rapid.
Given this scenario of the ever-present comet, someday in the future, or looking back to the past, one can well imagine that there's a lot of containment going on by the leaders of the world. The only way they can contain the public at this point would be by force, because a lot of the people would be saying to themselves, that government up there in Washington, D.C. is not going to be able to help me. This is too big an issue. A lot of people would realize that even if they had an invitation to a cave city, it's not exactly where they want to be. So you're going to have people trying to escape, trying to go into the country, trying to build a primitive existence because they know that that's their only hope of survival. Why do you think there's been a tremendous amount of planning to contain people in the cities?
Governor Jesse Ventura went down and got the hard evidence. He went on his television program down into Cheyenne Mountain. I don't know how he was allowed there, but he took the videotapes and has all the films with his producer, Michael Braverman. And Michael Braverman spoke to the colonel who was in charge of security down there at these underground facilities for the powerful and elite of the world in Colorado. Under the mountain, Colonel Wynn said, "You people are not getting, no one's going to get in here. We have these huge, massive, multi-ton steel doors, and they're going to be locked shut when the crises occur. And by the time you get here, you're not going to be hit. You can knock all day. You'll never get in." That's what Colonel Wynn, who was in charge of security at the underground facility in Colorado.
And I would guess if they're building seed banks for seeds, these tunnels must be for the folks they want to keep behind.
Yeah, and see, that raises a real question. I'm inclined to believe that the people should be told, George, if there's going to be cataclysm upcoming, and the Federal Alphabet Soup and other agencies around the world know that there is an excellent chance that this is going to happen. I really believe that people should be informed. Those who lavish our money on themselves so that they can make extensive, expensive, and sophisticated preparations for their survival in the event that bad things happen to the planet, while making no provision for the survival of others and not even informing others of what is about to come down. In my view, that is not only unethical, it is borderline evil.
But as far as underground bases, facilities, and shelters, there's actually quite a few of those. Cheyenne Mountain is one. Mount Weather is another one. It's worth looking into because they have been hollowing out these facilities, which, again, you know, there's something to be said for an underground shelter. However, if you're dealing with floods as well, then you want a shelter inside a mountain, something that's above sea level already. So, yeah.
Going to take you on a journey to the end of the earth to show you a place that might someday save humankind. It's a bank built to last 10,000 years. If you could clear away the ice, you'd see that, officially, the bank is called the Svalbard Global Seed Vault. It's built to warehouse backup copies of all the world's crops, 1.5 billion seeds. If an asteroid strikes the Earth, seeds to restart agriculture would come from here. Norway paid for construction, Bill Gates paid for the shipping, and seeds from nearly every nation are locked inside.
Not 40 years in the future now, take the seed vault up in Norway. If they knew they needed a vault 40 years in the future, would they spend all that money to get it done in 6 months? I doubt Bill Gates would be really all that concerned about building a building that wouldn't be needed for 40 years.
I know he has a lot of money to spend, but he certainly wouldn't throw it away.
No, he's not frivolous with spending
money. No, he's not, right.
No, no.
And that's why they built Denver Airport, so they can go underground while we all kill each other fighting for the last scraps of food and water and the rest of it. And I say that these guys are criminals, and we ought to do everything we can to prosecute them before Planet X gets here.
Planet X is coming around. Happens every 3,600 years, so it's not going to strike the Earth, and we're going to get tidal fluctuations and flooding on the inland coastal areas, and that's why these guys are building all their underground stuff.
We know that the power elite have built these underground cities. So they're planning on surviving Planet X.
Right. They know this is coming, and they want to be on the high ground.
Right. The new NASA is going to be out there by Truth or Consequences, and what Branson is building out there. And that's partially underground, too.
So many governments are building underground bunkers, some say cities, for their own chosen few.
Yes, isn't that interesting that the governments of the world are building massive underground complexes? Here in the United States, we've got them where, right out here in California, China Lake, and up in Utah, we've got
something under the Denver Airport.
And a massive, huge complex under the Denver Airport. And by the way, Denver connects to these other places underground.
They're creating a seed bank.
Oh yeah, massively in Russia and also massively in Israel. You know, there's some places where there's massive tunnel complexes that are being dug to protect the politicians. You know, make the world safe for lawyers, and just let everybody else burn.
I had never understood why they would want to go underground to protect themselves against earthquakes. I've since found out that they claim that if the place is located in a proper depth, proper point on the Earth's surface, below the Earth's surface, it can be safe. And if it's constructed properly, it can be safe. But also, here's a major reason why they're going underground. And I realized that when I saw the movie Knowing, they're warning us about what is about to happen. I realize that solar scorching is the major reason why they're going underground, because people are going to be scorched on the surface of the Earth. This warning has been put out by none other than the highest scientific organizations in the United States.
Below the Mojave Desert, a bunker is under construction. This is not your parents' fallout shelter with worries over nuclear attacks, earthquakes, and terrorists. Doomsday digs are popping up around the country, and they are selling like hotcakes.
A company with a doomsday plan is promising a nuke-proof bunker under the Mojave Desert, with an atrium, gym, and jail. Robert Vecino, who runs the Del Mar-based company called Vivos, has collected deposits on half of the 132 spaces planned in the 13,000-square-foot bunker in Barstow, California. The facility is among several popping up across the country as fears of doomsday have been fueled recently by strong earthquakes. Robert is now head of the Vivos project, a network of 20 nuclear blast-proof underground shelters for the survival of 4,000 people for up to 1 year. The shelters are each 20,000 square feet in size with several floor levels buried about 40 feet underground.
Well, we've got five that are built, and they're now going through a final renovation and outfitting. But our goal, as you mentioned, is to build 20 across the United States. Due to recent international interest, we're now negotiating with China, Russia, Romania, and parts of Europe to deliver more VWell shelters there.
Tell me about the idea behind this, Robert. How did it come to fruition?
Back in 1980, I was in my young 20s, but I had a gut-wrenching inspiration that I needed to build a shelter for 1,000 people underground to survive what may be coming ahead. Now, that was 30 years ago. Our own custom design of a spoke-and-hub system of 20,000 square feet, multi-level shelters that we can place anywhere in ideal locations about 150 miles from the major metro areas that they serve.
During that time of the great floods, that the Hopi people and other people, not just the Hopi, but other people were brought to the inner earth, and they were brought there for a period of 480 years to survive the devastation that was happening here in the surface world.
There are entire cutting-edge, really science fiction-like factories underground in some of these facilities. They're vast industrial production facilities that can essentially manufacture virtually anything from scratch. Say they needed to make a microwave oven. Everything exists underground in these facilities, and there are multiple such facilities in the United States alone, deeply buried. They're large and extremely high-tech. They would actually make the glass, or they could make the glass that they needed for the little pane in the front of the microwave. They have foundries down there where they could make the metal and roll out the aluminum. They could make the electronic and electrical components from scratch. They have all of the tools and machinery for that. If they needed to make an automobile, they could create an automobile from scratch, making the tires and everything, and so forth. This is virtually like something out of a science fiction movie, and yet there are multiple such facilities.
Of course, they are building these deep underground bases and seed vaults. We need to keep on tabs of NASA, and things are going strange, and they are trying to get all sorts of detection devices out there and setting up, you know, you've got the VAT. With the Vatican, their search into the sun, and we have everybody watching, and they're trying to tell us, oh, don't worry about these effects going on.
That will flood miles inland in the continental United States, Canada, possibly elsewhere around the world. We're talking a flood of biblical proportions. Government agencies are aware of this. They've shared this with certain personnel. The U.S. Navy has apparently shared this with their service people. And there are apparently safe havens. The U.S. Government has been very busy constructing huge underground bases, if you will, in order to preserve government operations to some degree. Okay, Lewis mentioned Downsview and the base up there. Now, I don't know if you know what's going on up here in Canada. Can we extrapolate or infer that this is being handled the same way up here? They're building underground bases for a continuity of government type scenario?
Well, of course. It's the nature of any large organization to take care of their own people.
As to what the elite may be preparing for, and what that is, it's hard to say. It could be any number of scenarios. We don't really know. Of course, there are certainly possibilities of the 10th planet, some sort of cosmic event, the Nemesis star, as we discussed before, possibly having some sort of role in this. It's very difficult to say, but all the information is certainly very intriguing, and it leads to something that they are preparing for. I don't think there's any question about that, and you can draw your own conclusions as to what that is.
Is there anything that world governments can do to reduce the effects
this coming catastrophe.
No, sir, none whatsoever.
Nothing at all.
It's beyond human beings to change, alter, or modify what's coming at us. All they can do is what they've already done, which is set up sheltering systems for their own people.
Should governments have started to work on this 20, 30, 40 years ago?
Well, obviously they could have and should have 30 years ago when they had their heads up. The decision was made to take care of their own people and let the rest of us go. That was the decision, and it's way too late to change it.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. The whole structure is going to collapse into total and absolute chaos. And a lot of these so-called patriots are going to turn into petty little warlords. They're going to rape, loot, and steal. And so are other people who are not even patriots. Some patriots will try to preserve law and order and will be killed in the process. And the ruling elite will simply go underground until it's all finished.
These bases are there for one of two reasons. One, they're either underground because they're hiding them, or they're underground because they're trying to avoid some earth calamity of whatever means, and they want to be hidden away.
I'm greatly alarmed about what's happening underground. It appears that, in fact, there are secret activities taking place there that are not in our best interest. So we have also the concept of ARCs and survival bunkers, but there again, for who?
They are the elites because they know what's really going on. And so for sure, they're doing a lot more than just building deep underground military bases. They're also getting off planet, and they're moving to planets where there are no electromagnetic fields.
A lot of people were suspicious with George W. Bush's purchase of land, down south. It was a lot of people thought, well, you know, he's doing it to escape war crimes charges. Well, you know, the powers that be are not going to, attack any of their own. They might, go ahead and assassinate them if it serves their purpose. But I think George Bush is going to get a pat on the back. But he's got this territory now that has the largest source of fresh water available. It's got certainly a lot of mountainous terrain and a lot of protection from winds and things like that. It's very high above sea level and relatively close to oil fields and things like that. I think that all that has to be factored into this as well.
If you put an X through the continent of South America, the land purchased by the Bush family is almost at that X. And it's very close to the middle of a very large continent. And if you're looking at a worst-case scenario, as outlined in Velikovsky's books, with 1,000-foot tidal waves and 200-mile-an-hour winds, you'd want to be in the middle of a really big continent. To help protect yourself.
The need for the elite to gear up with underground bases to start setting up infrastructure makes me wonder what they know. Why would you erect the Georgia Guidestones if you basically, it looks as if some event is coming. They erected the Georgia Guidestones. Like you said, it almost alludes to the fact that's supposed to be there after an event. Like, future civilizations will find that it's written in 9 languages. Bill Gates, they're getting involved. All of a sudden, there's seed vaults. It's like, what are they gearing up for?
Anybody who's interested in all this stuff has noticed the massive push to robotize, to automate the U.S. military. And if you just look at where this is coming to, okay, the elites are going to be underneath the ground, and they're going to have their robots on the surface enforcing the law.
Another thing that will happen is if the Earth turns ever so slightly as it's rotating, winds will pick up all over the planet. And in some belts, those winds will achieve speeds of 200, 300 miles an hour for sustained speeds of 200 to 300 miles an hour for days on end. This will require you to be either in a slot canyon, underground in a shelter, concrete preferably, or somewhere out of those winds in a structure that will withstand winds of that speed.
Ventura went down and got the hard evidence. He went on his television program down into Cheyenne Mountain. I don't know how he was allowed there, but he took the videotapes of his older films with his producer, Michael Braverman, and Michael Braverman spoke to the colonel who was in charge of security down there at these underground facilities for the powerful and elite of the world in Colorado. Under the mountain, Colonel Wynn said, "You people are not going, no one's going to get in here. We have these huge, massive, multi-ton steel doors, and they're going to be locked shut when the crises occur. And by the time you get here, you're not going to be hit. You can knock all day and never get in." That's what Colonel Wynn, who was in charge of security at the underground facility in Colorado,